Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
Dimension Films.
And I can't sing. I'm finding it hard.
Flying over a sparkling blue sea. Dimension Films and Warner Brothers Pictures present an ARTL / Weed Road / Red Hour production.
What I'm going through, I just can't smile.
A motor yacht sits in the middle of the ocean. Bay City, the 70s.
Just like a song.
On the yacht.
I don't understand. I mean, I understand you can lose keys, you know, you can lose your wallet. How do you lose a plane?
Reese, come on. What do you want me to do? We got 3 out of 4 planes in. That's still a lot of coke.
Now, see that? That's the kind of winning attitude that's going to take this enterprise straight to the top.
In all fairness, Reese, it wasn't his fault.
Wait. What are you, an attorney? Are you his attorney? Why are you in the conversation? Come on, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding with you.
He loves to joke.
Terrence here is absolutely right. And hell, 3 out of 4 ain't bad. You know what? Let's celebrate. Who wants a beer?
Great.
Okay.
Reese grabs a gun.
Whoa.
Baby!
Coke. It costs money. Planes. They cost money. This yacht. This perm. My kid's braces. It all costs money. Do you think Kitty's free?
What?
Huh? Kitty, turn around.
What?
Turn around.
She does so.
Reese, please put the gun down.
Reese turns to the second bearded henchman.
Next time that a plane goes down, you better be on it. Will you do my back, please?
Sure, babe.
I don't want to tan weird. Am I tanning weird?
No, you look good.
Honestly.
You're really bronzing.
Starsky and Hutch.
There's no such thing as a petty crime. No minor infractions. There's only the law.
A young man with curly black hair.
That's me in a leather jacket and tight jeans.
Whoa!
See that guy I'm chasing? I hate him. And I'm gonna do everything in my power to stop him. Because it's my job to stop him.
He leaps off a building.
And the city pays me a damn good salary to do my job. Besides, he crossed the line. And in Bay City, when you cross the line...
He jumps off a fire escape onto a convertible.
Your nuts are mine.
I said freeze!
My name is David Starsky, and I'm a cop.
3 men in a car.
I've always had this theory about police work. If you can't beat them, join them.
Wearing balaclavas, they stop outside a Chinese laundry and burst in. They go into a back room where there's stacks of cash and fight the Chinese.
Too many cops worry about the wrong thing, crime. Not me, though. I'm looking out for numero uno.
Hey, old-timer, put this on Dallas.
They run out with the bags of money.
I'm just a realist, that's all. And besides, you have any idea how little the city pays us?
The police cut them off.
Freeze! Bay City PD!
Whoa! Take it easy! Guys, come on! I'm undercover here!
He holds up his badge.
Jeez.
My name is Ken Hutchinson, and I'm a cop.
Inside the Bay City Police Building...
Jesus Christ, Starsky. You fired 3 rounds into a crowded intersection. We got an old man with a broken hip and some asshole wants me to buy a new top for his caddy? That purse had $7 in it.
Okay. Want my badge? Here.
Take it. Bye.
Whoa. Come on. I was just making a point.
David. Your mother was one of the finest cops Bay City ever seen. 22 years on the force with the same partner. You have had 12 partners over the past 4 years.
She died a legend.
I am not my mother!
I'm sorry. Detective Hutchinson is here.
Send him in. Have a seat.
He pats her bum.
How you doing, Captain?
I believe you two know each other.
Yeah, a little bit. How you doing?
All right, Hutch. You've got a lot of explaining to do.
I know. I understand. Look, I was trying to infiltrate one of the East Side gangs and work my way up to the big fish. It's pretty simple.
You were robbing a bookie.
That's right.
You've robbed 7 bookies over the past 6 months. You haven't filed a report, turned in any money, or you haven't even arrested anybody.
How can I arrest them? They'll know I'm a cop.
Oh, I wouldn't worry. I don't think you're in any danger of being mistaken for a real cop.
Oh, really? Hey, why don't you do me a favor and go get yourself another perm and let the grown-ups talk?
For your information, my hair is naturally curly.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's a perm job all the way.
Touch it.
Hey, why are you touching him? Jesus! You know something? You two deserve each other. Make nice. You're partners.
Reese to another man.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not.
Look, I don't know what you're so upset about here. All right, the guy cost us 200 grand. I mean, I think a thank you might be more appropriate in this particular situation.
About 200 grand? What if they link us to the murder?
They will not link us to the murder, all right? Will you let it go, please? Jesus, take a loot or something. Calm down.
I did, and I'm still pissed.
Okay, fine. Look, I'm sorry, all right? I promise, I'm not gonna kill Terrence again. Now pull it together. Let's go.
Gentlemen, I apologize about the delay, but I promise you what we have is worth the wait.
He throws drugs on the table.
It looks like cocaine.
That's because it is cocaine.
With a twist. You see, we've managed to find a way to alter the cell structure of the coca plant, giving it properties that heighten the perfluorocholation process, creating a new kind of diazomethane. Gets a little complicated after that. Excuse me.
So you get extra high on what?
Actually, it has all the same effects as regular cocaine.
Well, if it's the same, why are we here?
Canis familiaris, the German Shepherd. Its nose has over 220 million scent receptors. It can detect smells that even the most advanced technology in the world cannot.
For example, Ivan, search!
The Alsatian dog the other man brought in jumps up and knocks one of the dealers to the floor, biting his arm.
Stop!
Reese walks over to them.
What do you got? You holding?
Yeah.
Huh?
He finds some drugs.
He brought old coke. This is new coke. As far as the dog's concerned, there's nothing there. 100% undetectable, pure cocaine. Got no coke smell? Same coke ride.
Tastes kind of sweet.
If this shit wasn't illegal, guys, we'd be up for the Nobel Prize.
Our initial run bumped out about 2 tons of this stuff, and it'll be available for your purchase in about 3 weeks.
You boys know who to call. Ivan!
Inside a bar called Huggy's Place.
You don't understand. They're not like you. They're criminals. Look, I know we all got to make a living, but these guys, they are dealing hard drugs right in front of my shop.
I can dig what you're saying, Mr. Chowdhury. First of all, I want to thank you for coming in today.
Of course.
Those gentlemen you speak of, they'll no longer be a problem. You have my word. This is my neighborhood, and people tend to forget that. BB, make sure he gets home safe.
Yeah, boss.
Thank you very much, Huggy. You are a great man.
Be gone, little Indian.
Let's go, little man. Come on. Take no time.
Okay.
This neighborhood is in desperate need of some help.
It's cold-blooded, Daddy.
Who's next?
You got Hutch waiting outside.
What you got my man waiting outside for?
Hug, he brought some extra fuzz with him.
So what? You go get him and get him in here now.
A back alley.
What, you've never run an errand on the clock before?
No, I happen to take care of my personal business after work, when the taxpayers aren't paying me to protect them.
Look, give me a break. You've never stopped and bought yourself a cup of coffee?
I bring a thermos.
Okay, Hutch,
He'll see you now.
Wait here, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Starsky ignores him and goes in first. They walk down a passageway.
Second door on the right.
How you doing?
They stop outside a door, and the big bouncer shows them in.
Hey, look what the wind blew in.
Huggy Bear. Hey, I want you to meet my new partner, David Starsky.
Hey, how you doing?
Barry, nobody touches the bear.
Have a seat. Hutch, you have the usual?
You know it, make it a double.
Leon, get my boy Jack and Tab and double that.
You got it, boss.
Hey, I'll get a seltzer with a little lime if you got it.
I don't got it.
Or not. It's cool. I'm good. Listen, I just came by to apologize for what happened in Chinatown. Let me tell you something. I was as surprised as you were.
Don't sweat it, baby. I wasn't surprised. You know, I ain't never surprised.
Hey, champ. You got a permit for that weapon you're carrying?
Starsky, please.
Huh?
No, I don't. Yeah, me neither.
I'm sorry, did I say something that was funny?
Come on, stop it. He's kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I want to see some permits right now or I'm confiscating those weapons.
Hey, slow up, man. Around here, we govern ourselves. Think of us like, Luxembourg. You dig?
No, I don't dig.
You see, Luxembourg's a constitutional monarchy, an independent sovereign state established after the Treaty of Vienna.
Technically, it's a part of Europe, but in reality, they govern themselves, like us.
Just like us.
All right, enough, okay?
Starsky shoots the iguana.
Whoa, hold up! Hold up! Just chill out! Chill! What's your tower? Jesus!
Hell no!
You okay, huh? What happened? Did he shoot Corky?
What's up, boss?
Your boy shot his tail off.
Corky lost his tail?
Damn.
Yeah, well, you should keep that thing in a terrarium.
Man, what the hell is a terrarium?
What the fuck is a terrarium?
A terrarium's an artificial ecosystem. It's designed to simulate Corky's natural habitat.
Well, I can dig that, but I say we shoot him in the ass.
Oh, hell yeah. An eye for an eye.
Whoa, take it easy. Huggy, help me out here.
Hey, slow up, fellas. An iguana can lose his tail and grow it back. He regenerates. That's how he escapes this predator.
Yeah, it's true. It's a defense mechanism. I read in a magazine.
So, him shooting Corky's tail off and us shooting him in the ass, it really ain't the same thing.
Nah, the punishment don't fit the crime. And besides, it was an accident, right?
Right. So we're cool.
We're always cool, Breeze. Lower your pieces.
They all put their guns away. Starsky's working out.
Good morning, Bay City. You are tuned into K-Bay 93.3 on your dial. This next tune is number 8 on the charts and number 1 in our hearts.
He runs along the beach in a pair of large headphones with an aerial on either side. When he passes two women in bikinis, he turns to watch them and trips over, falling flat on his face in the sand. Then he's walking down the street in jeans and a green jacket. He stops at a newspaper stand, grabs a coffee and paper, and walks off, clapping the seller on the back. Hutch wakes up in bed with a woman. He has a drink, gets dressed, then goes outside in a baseball jacket and jeans. A kid cycles up to him.
Hey, Hutch!
Oh, there he is. What's going on, Willis?
Same old, same old. So, how's life at the clinic treating you?
It's not that great. I got some new tight-ass partner that they stuck me with, and then, I don't know. I mean, hopefully, it's probably not gonna last that long.
So, got that $20 you owe me?
20? Willis, I thought it was 5.
Hush, that was my grandmother's birthday money.
Come on, give me a break for a second, okay? I just told you I got a new partner. Stuff isn't great for me down at the precinct. You know, back off for a second. Can I get it to you on Thursday?
Fine, but no later than Thursday.
No later than Thursday. Word of honor. Cute little kid.
Starsky's at his desk when Hutch arrives.
Oh.
It's 10 o'clock. You're late. I've been here since 8.
8 o'clock? I didn't know this place opened at 8.
Well, don't sweat it, because you know what? Crime called in sick. It's going to get a late start, too.
He gets up angrily.
I'm called in sick. I like that. So, What's on the agenda today?
Same as every day. Finding bad guys, bringing them down.
Great. You take my car right there.
That?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Well, it's like a camper slash pickup truck. What's the matter?
Well, we're undercover. That thing sticks out like a sore thumb.
Think so?
You're in for a treat.
Starsky goes, and Hutch looks at his own car.
It's not that bad.
A red car with white pointed stripes down the side flies out of the underground car park. Starsky reverses back and spins a 180 right next to Hutch.
Man, your stock just went up in my book, my friend. Here, pop the hood. Let me see what you got.
Hey, Hotshot. What do you think you're doing? This is a Ford Gran Torino, okay? It's not some crappy camper slash apartment.
There are rules.
Okay. You do not bang on the hood, you never under any circumstances drive, and you will certainly not put your coffee mug on the roof of the car, okay? In fact, no coffee in the car whatsoever. Coffee goes on the ground, you get in the car, we go.
Starsky and Hutch drive down a road under a railway bridge.
Attention all units, we've got a stage 140 at Bay City Marina.
Oh no.
This is Zebra 3, we're on it. Hang on.
Starsky spins the car round, and they head back the way they came. On the causeway...
You gotta be kidding me. No way.
What?
Floater! Nothing harder to solve than a floater. No prints, bodies usually bloat, it's next to impossible. All right, I say we push it out, hope the current carries it down to the next precinct.
Oh, what are you
Trust
doing?
Trust me, you're gonna thank me for this
hey.
One.
Hey, seriously, stop
it. The key is not to pop it.
Hey!
You gotta be very ginger. What are you doing?
I said drop the stick.
Gonna point a gun at me? Okay, fine, have it your way. It's so important, knock yourself out. What are you gonna solve anyway?
A murder, I'm gonna solve a murder.
Monday, June 3rd, body of a male Caucasian apparently dumped from the Bay Bridge.
Well, actually there's no sign of impact, so he's probably just dropped out at sea.
Could you please not talk while I'm recording? Thank you.
It's the henchman Reese killed on his boat.
All right, you know what? I'm just gonna call in the meat wagon, right? Looks like you punched your last ticket, amigo.
I'm sorry, did you just tough-talk a dead body?
Lost my flow.
Hutch crouches down and checks the man's wallet.
Zebra 3 to base.
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Need a coroner notification. We got a
he takes the cash out and puts it in his pocket.
Found a wallet. Nothing in it.
Medium rare, okay?
Look at all these cops. You really want to eat here? It's a great place. Pops, come on. Go to the cops, eat a Pops.
Okay, hot stuff.
Zebra 3, 211 in progress. Please respond.
Go for Starsky.
Hurry, Starsky.
We got two perps holding up a gumball machine on Fifth Street.
Let's go. Gumball machine?
Use the force if necessary.
Very funny, Minetti.
Hey, it's Captain and Tennille. Oh, I guess that means one of you would actually have to make Captain.
Radius for police business only, Minetti.
That's true. Why'd they give you one?
Not that funny. That Minetti really thinks he's something. This whole thing. But you know what? He's not.
Take it easy.
Hutch laughs.
You think that's funny?
No. I mean, you just gotta rise above it.
What do we got in the wallet?
Not much. Driver's license, couple receipts, no cash whatsoever.
Reese Feldman Corporation. What do you call that?
A pair of black iron gates open as Starsky and Hutch turn into a long sweeping drive up to a mansion house.
Terrence Myers. You know, that name does sound vaguely familiar. Isn't he part of our Nearly There program?
Mm-hmm. I think he is.
Terrence Myers. Mm. Baby, isn't he the guy dating a Bay City Kitty? Remember? We were joking about it.
Really? Bay City Kitty, you mean the...
Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
Dimension Films. Flying over a sparkling blue sea. Dimension Films and Warner Brothers Pictures present an ARTL / Weed Road / Red Hour production. What I'm going through, I just can't smile. A motor yacht sits in the middle of the ocean. Bay City, the 70s. Just like a song. On the yacht.
I don't understand. I mean, I understand you can lose keys, you know, you can lose your wallet. How do you lose a plane?
Reese, come on. What do you want me to do? We got 3 out of 4 planes in. That's still a lot of coke.
Now, see that? That's the kind of winning attitude that's going to take this enterprise straight to the top.
In all fairness, Reese, it wasn't his fault.
Wait. What, are you an attorney? Are you his attorney? Why are you in the conversation? Come on, God. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding with you.
He loves to joke.
Terrence here is absolutely right. And hell, 3 out of 4 ain't bad. You know what? Let's celebrate. Who wants a beer?
Great.
Okay.
Reese grabs a gun.
Whoa.
Baby!
Coke. It costs money. Planes. They cost money. This yacht. This perm. My kid's braces. It all costs money. Do you think Kitty's free?
What?
Huh? Kitty, turn around. What? Turn around.
She does so.
Reese, please put the gun down.
Reese turns to the second bearded henchman.
Now, the next time that a plane goes down, you better be on it. Will you do my back, please?
Sure, babe.
I don't want to tan weird. Am I tanning weird?
No, you look good.
Honestly.
You're really bronzing.
Starsky and Hutch.
There's no such thing as a petty crime. No minor infractions. There's only the law.
A young man with curly black hair.
That's me in a leather jacket and tight jeans.
Whoa!
See that guy I'm chasing? I hate him. And I'm gonna do everything in my power to stop him. Because it's my job to stop him.
He leaps off a building.
And the city pays me a damn good salary to do my job. Besides, he crossed the line. And in Bay City, when you cross the line...
He jumps off a fire escape onto a convertible.
Your nuts are mine.
I said freeze!
My name is David Starsky, and I'm a cop.
3 men in a car.
I've always had this theory about police work. If you can't beat them, join them. I can only imagine what you must be going through. I think that...
Honestly, you know, if I knew what he was up to, I'd be happy to tell you. But we didn't talk much.
She's undressed.
Yeah. So, Hutch, do you got any more questions?
Yeah, well, sure. We could... What's your sign?
Gemini.
What do you weigh?
And then what does that have to do with anything?
It has everything to do with anything. And just answer the question, please, ma'am.
Around 115, I guess, give or take a pound. I wish I could be more helpful.
Stop. Don't do that. You've been great. Yeah. I mean, it's terrific. We got what we needed.
Anything else?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wait. I don't know if this will be of any help, but it's his. Take it. No, I don't want it.
She tosses them a denim jacket.
Okay. Thank you. Again.
Children come running out of the school.
Things getting any better at work, Hutch?
Actually, work was pretty good today. How about you? Anything new?
Nope.
You get a chance to ask that girl out? Huh?
Willis, I want you to meet my new partner, David Starsky.
Hey there, Willis. Nice to meet you.
Is this the dick we you were telling me about?
Well, just shake his hand. Come on. Go on, hop in.
Dickweed, huh?
His mom works late on Wednesday, so I kind of look after him.
You take a kid out on patrol with you?
Yeah, that's what we do, isn't it, Willis? Patrol!
Whatever you say, Hutch.
Starsky burns some rubber as they go. Then they pull up next to Huggy's parked car.
This thing is bad.
Don't encourage him.
Oh. Holy shit. Starsky, this your ride?
Uh-huh.
Damn. You just moved up a notch in my book. That puts you at notch one.
I like your Lincoln.
It's a 76. It won't be out till next year. But I know some people that rob some people.
So what do you hear on the street these days, Huggy?
Dig this. A little bird tells me there's gonna be a big coke deal in Bay City, one for the Guinness books. So they say.
Interesting. And who would this little bird be?
Look, man, I'll lay it out for y'all to play it out.
All right. What does that mean?
Don't worry about it. Huggy, what can you tell us about this?
He gives him the jacket. Huggy sniffs it, then looks it over.
This looks like the work of Big Earl. This boy loves dragons. He makes these with his hands, you know? There's his name stitched right up under the dragon's belly.
Big Earl?
Yeah, he sews, but he's one tough mother. He owns a biker bar about 80 miles east of Route 4.
Biker bar, huh? What goes on down there?
I don't know. Listen to Jim Croce, play darts, whatever the hell else you white people do. Look, Fuzz, I got the buzz. This meeting is adjourned.
That's it?
That's it. He lays it out for us to play it out.
Oh, and by the way, this little meeting, it never happened.
What meeting?
C'est la vie, gentlemen.
Starsky drives forward and Huggy reverses. Beside a swimming pool.
What was the verbal technique?
No.
Keep your hands on me, I'm teasing. What do you got on those two cops?
I got everything. I got their records, their home addresses,
credit history.
Nice. Starsky and Hutchison? They call him Hutch, actually.
And it's like I don't have enough on my plate already. I got a major coke deal, my daughter's bat mitzvah, which is turning into a total nightmare, by the way. And now I got these two guys.
You think they're on to us?
They're investigating a murder. My man is what cops do. It's why we pay taxes.
You're the worst. I mean, are you kidding me? Will you look at these two guys?
He's cute, the blonde. But I like dark hair.
You know, maybe we ought to just push this whole thing, huh? Till things cool off?
Kevin, please, with the worry. We're moving ahead of schedule. I'll handle those two clowns.
The changing room.
So tomorrow I say we check out this biker bar, do a little deep cover.
That sounds good.
Who does your wig work?
I'm sorry, my what?
Your wig work, your undercover work, you know, your disguises.
You have a wig guy?
Oh, yeah, he's incredible.
Well, if it isn't Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher.
Sit on it, Minetti.
Oh, me sit on it?
Yeah, you sit on it.
Oh, why don't you sit on it, Starsky? How's that sound?
You wish, because I'm never sitting on it, ever.
That's not what I heard.
Starsky charges him, but Minetti picks him up. The captain is forced to step in.
Stop! Hold on! What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? Cool your jets, Starsky. Everybody, back off!
Including you, Minetti.
I apologize, Captain. You're absolutely right. You know, you're not even worth it, Starsky. For the record, those are hand towels. The big towels are on the top shelf.
Hand towels. What a run.
Jesus Christ. He's right. Go cover up.
They're both wearing very short towels, which barely cover their dignity. Next, they're dressed exactly like Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda from the film Easy Rider, on identical motorbikes to theirs. They cruise side by side looking very cool, until Starsky checks that his false handlebar moustache isn't coming off. They ride up to Big Earl's in the middle of the hills and pull into the dusty car park. Hutch gently bumps his front wheel into a parked car. Then they walk into Earl's. A low-lit, dusty joint with jukeboxes, a pool table, and hairy bikers drinking. They stroll up to the bar.
Who are you guys?
My name's Kansas, and this is my little man, Toto. We're jesters from up in Big Cliff. Come down and check out your place. Is this it? Is this your place?
Yeah.
Nice.
Tell me, if you two are jesters, what's our credo?
Credo? Well, you almost got me there. There's no credo. Other than the secret credo.
That ain't no secret. It's written right on her damn crest.
So what is that, like a trick question? Because if it's printed on the crest, then you don't have to give it to us as a test. Anybody can read the crest. That won't prove that we're jesters. Not cool.
That's a fake mustache.
Oh, really? Well, I wonder if you think this is fake.
He hauls the barman over the counter.
Now we got some questions.
I don't got to give you nothing, cop.
Wrong! First, you got to give me a little respect. Second, you got to give me some answers. Comprende, muchacho. Oh,
hey! A biker hits Starsky with a pool cue. Then he and Hutch turn round and take two of them on, knocking them out.
I like your style.
I like your moves.
Now, where were we?
You were gonna tell us about Terrence Myers.
Who's Terrence Myers?
Oh, wrong answer, Big Earl.
Big Earl? I'm not Big Earl. I'm Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, no one's who they say they are.
Yeah.
Look, honest, think about it. I'm not even big.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Well, maybe it's one of those ironic names, you know, like Tiny over in Vice, who's like 8 feet tall. Everybody says he's tiny. So
I know, except this guy's sort of normal size, so well, it'd have to be a lot smaller with a name like Big Earl for it to be ironic.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be a midget. I mean, the guy, you're not exactly. Well, how tall are you?
I don't know, 5'9"?
Uh-huh. Well, that is kind of, that's basically like
borderline. Yeah. It's average.
Look, guys. Big Earl got pinched 2 weeks ago. He's in Bay City Correctional, and I took over the bar as a favor till he gets out.
Jeff, I'm sorry. We apologize. We're going to pay Big Earl a visit. Let me just get this for you. There you go. Good as new.
A little word of advice. Next time you're watching a place, don't claim that you own it just because you're watching it, okay? I house sit for my sister all the time. It's not like I claim that I own her house. You know what I mean? That goes for all y'all. Don't pretend to be something you're not. Just be who you are. That's what's really cool.
Starsky follows Hutch out. Then they're pulling up outside the prison in the car. A man wearing a prison shirt with a colourful dragon emblem on the front and Bay City Correctional on the back, his feet shackled, is escorted to the visiting room, where Starsky and Hutch are waiting on the other side of the glass. Wearing a hairnet, the man sits and picks up the phone.
How'd you guys get in here? Visiting hours are over.
Special treatment. We got some questions about Terrence Myers.
Terrence Myers?
Yeah. You made this jacket for him, didn't you?
Gee whiz, I don't seem to know anyone by that name at all.
Hard customer.
Call from a radio or some bullshit.
Maybe there's something we can do to make you stay a little more comfortable. Nice transistor radio for your cell, maybe?
No.
How about a TV?
Tell you what, I do like your blonde friend here. Let me see your belly button.
No. Let's go.
Hold on a second. That's obviously a freak. Just show a little skin. Just show your stomach. Just pull it. Nobody's here.
Are we cool?
Yes, we're cool.
Hutch leans back in his chair and lifts his shirt.
Oh, Eureka. Oh, it's like a little bowl of oatmeal with a hole in it.
I got one, too. Oh, God. I just got a little more brown sugar on mine.
Did you say Terrence Myers? Yeah, I think I did make that little jacket. In fact, we might even pull the job together.
What job? Who are you working for?
Stand up, walk to the back, and do a slow spin for me.
Now, wait a second, Big Earl. I just showed you my stomach.
Come on, a deal's a deal, Earl. Fine, then this conversation is over.
Wait. Hold it. Come on. Wait a second.
They tell him to pick up the phone again.
Get up. Tell him to take his jacket off.
Take your jacket off.
Slow spin.
He says to do a slow spin.
Tell him to arch his back and then look back at me mean, like a dragon.
Says to arch your back and look back at him mean like a dragon.
But keep it mean.
Hutch turns the chair round, leans on the back of it, and snarls at Earl.
Ah!
He raises his hand like a claw.
That's great, Tom. Great job. He can sit down. You were a very convincing dragon. You should feel good about that.
Just get this over with.
Okay, here's the deal. Terrence and I worked as extra muscle for a couple of dealers. I'd like to tell you who they were, but I don't know. I never got a name. I never got a face. But I do know one thing. They paid us in coke. Okay, I was pretty pissed at the time. I was hoping to get some cash because I'm not a coke dealer.
Right, so where's the coke?
If we find that coke, we can probably trace it, please. Fine. Fine. Look, I like you guys, okay? Especially you, okay? Don't feel bad about that, but I like you guys, so I'll tell you where it is. But first, I need to see something, okay? And it's gonna involve both of you. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's gonna get weird. Two dragons.
Starsky and Hutch both turn to look at each other. There's a CCTV camera on the wall with its red light flashing. Next, they're driving along in the car with a bag of Reese's cocaine in front of them on the dashboard. Both of them look slightly distant and ashamed.
I guess it's supposed to rain later tonight.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Look, you know what happened?
Can we please not talk about this, Hutch? We got the coke. Now let's not ever talk about it.
You're right. That's a good policy. We got what we came for. Do you think dragons ever
really... Please stop! I don't want to talk about it!
At the station, Captain Dobie's watching a video of Hutch on all fours, Starsky sitting on his back, topless, flailing his arms and hitting him, while Earl encourages them from behind the glass.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Oh, come on, what are you...
You have brought disgrace on everyone who's ever worn a uniform. My God.
Oh, we didn't know there was a camera.
Look, Cap, we're sorry, but at least we got the stash. I mean, there's got to be 30 grams of coke here, minimum.
Look, this could lead us to the dealers that iced Terrence Myers.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the evidence chain. We can print the bag, run forensics.
We did. We got nothing. What we got is a bag of artificial sweetener.
What are you talking about?
This wouldn't pass for cocaine with my grandmammy.
Come on, that's impossible. We got this stuff from Big Earl.
I'm taking you two off of this floater.
What?
I'm giving it to Minetti.
Minetti? Oh, come on, Cap! Minetti's the worst cop on the force!
Stop. Go on, sit down. Come on. Look, Captain, we're sorry, but come on, you can't take us off this.
I just did. Now leave. Take your bag of artificial sweetener with you.
Outside the office...
Kicking the chair was a nice touch.
Yeah, too bad it didn't work.
Well, he'll get over it.
What I can't figure out is why Earl got paid with bunk cocaine.
Look, right now we've got two leads.
We do?
Stacy and Holly.
Those two cheerleaders?
No. Those two witnesses. They met Terrence, right? Let's take them out, see what we can learn. I mean, is it our fault that they also happen to be a couple of hot foxes?
Look, Reese, I couldn't help myself. They were cops. They were just too macho.
Macho? It's very simple, Earl. You should have lied to him.
I did lie. I lied about you. I didn't tell him anything. But I had to give him something. They were so pure.
You're very lucky you're in the joint, my man. Do you understand me when I say that?
Look at the bright side, okay?
Bright side?
This is the ultimate test. That cook was in the police station all night, and they cleared it.
You should be happy. Well, guess what? I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all about it, Earl!
Don't shush me!
Don't tell me to calm down, you understand?
What are you wearing? Real quick, be honest.
What am I wearing? Silk flowered shirt and a vest. Why?
That's gorgeous.
You sick son of a bitch.
Don't hang up.
Earl goes back to his drawing of a dragon with Hutch's head.
Some people.
I'm not going to be able to fit my uniform tomorrow.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Is this the way you two always treat your witnesses?
Well, that depends. If it's a misdemeanor, we've been known to skip the fondue and move right to foot massages. Let me see.
Oh, no!
Foot massages?
Watch out. Wait a minute. I think that's police brutality. Anybody for some coffee?
No, thanks.
Okay. One pour to the chef.
Starsky is in the kitchen making coffee, but can't get any sugar out of the dispenser.
That's one of my needs. It's cozy.
Hey, Hutch, can you help me find the sugar?
It's in there.
No, Hutch, help me find the sugar.
Oh, okay. Pardon me.
Okay.
How we doing?
Great.
Your fondue just put us over the top.
Really?
Let me ask you something. Which one do you like? Because we're going to stick to this.
Well, I've always had a thing for blondes.
Good, because I'll take anything.
All right, good.
And they're both such sweet little angels. Now, in 2 minutes, I want you to grab my guitar, bring it out to me, put it in my hands, and then step back.
You play.
Just bring me the guitar.
Okay, hey, where's the sugar?
I don't think I have any.
Hutch goes out, and Starsky spots Reese's bag of cocaine. He opens it, tastes a bit, and pours it in his coffee.
Thank you, big Earl.
Do you ever get scared out there? On the streets?
Yeah. I'd like to say no, but the truth is I do sometimes.
Starsky's drinking his coffee, getting high, and adding more coke to it.
It's more that there's someone out there I might not be able to help. A citizen that needs aid or even an animal.
Look what I found!
Put that away!
Oh. Put it away! Hutch, you gotta play! Come on! Come on, don't you want to play? Come on, Hutch!
Hutch!
Woo! All right, Holly, turn the music, okay? Now! Come on!
Oh, sorry.
Look alive! Let's go!
Hutch is the whip. You got me into Starsky.
Woo!
Oh, we're partners.
Come on, Hutch.
Starsky's gurning and downing his coffee while the girls watch Hutch adoringly.
Don't give up on us, baby. Lord knows we've come.
Starsky watches as a small blue cartoon bird lands on Hutch's shoulder and he sings to it. Then it flies in front of Starsky's face.
Just a guy up here with a guitar, singing his heart out, you guys.
Starsky's bored.
Oh,
Anybody else bored?
What?
Huh?
A club could be fun.
Yeah? Okay, I'll go get some more coffee and then we'll go.
In the nightclub. There are three lines of people doing a choreographed dance on the lighted floor, with a crowd cheering around them. Starsky, Hutch and the girls come down the stairs excitedly and join in at the edge.
This place great! You like coming to places like this? Because, you know, you're a cheerleader, so all the time you're always dancing in formation like this, but then you come to a place like this, it can't be much fun because it's like you're at work or something, right?
Are you okay?
Pumped. I'm excited, you know? Rock solid, ready to go. A little bit paranoid, but feeling really, really good, you know? Can I kiss you?
Okay.
Woo!
Hey, hey, hey. Watch it, man.
Excuse me?
I said watch it. This floor's made for dancing. You can tell by the lights.
You want a tangle, Curly?
Come on, no. We're gonna dance.
No. Curly wants a tangle.
You really want a piece of this?
Oh, I don't want a piece. I want the whole thing.
The dance floor clears and a microphone is lowered.
Oh, my fault!
Please don't do this. Hutch, don't worry, I can take this guy.
It's not piece that! You shouldn't do this because it's so incredibly lame.
It's our very own Dancing Rick is being called out by a new guy, David Stamsky.
No, Starsky.
Right back at you. So, folks, if you've got a pair of sunglasses, I advise putting them on because I got a feeling these two are going to light it up.
Balls, reel it in.
Rick and Starsky get ready.
All right, everybody, settle down. Everybody, settle. You know the rules. Keep it safe. Keep it sexy. And above all, turn up the night. All right, Dancing Rick getting warmed up here. What's he gonna bring out for the appetizer course? Oh, it's a little hand-over-hand tuggle man right into the center of the floor. Yeah, and oh, that's all he's giving him, folks. That's a bucket full of confidence right there. Over to new guy, David Starkey. Oh, this guy could be trouble. Oh, it's the Wild West. Those are six guns full of sexy. The good, the bad, and the groovy. All right, one, two, three, four. We've got disco war, folks. Dancing Rick's going, I don't like you, but I respect your moves. Here comes Starsky again. Oh, driving that disco big rig. Shift gears, blow your funky horn. Pull it into the truck stop and get yourself some scrapple made out of sexy. Disco Rick brings it right back, and he's not wasting any time, folks. And oh, from the future of 1984, that's a funky disco robot. Oh, they're both on the floor, folks, eye to eye. Disco Vietnam, neither one's blinking, neither one's backing down. Let's see what happens. Oh, angry cat. Kitten has claws. All right, looks like it's over. Remember, $2 Harvey Woman. Oh, my God, David Starsky taking it over the line.
He struts back to his corner.
Very macho, but you know what? That's a little too close to call. We're going to have to depend on our patented American Lights applause-o-meter. So let's bring out our combatants, folks. Come on. Big hand for them. Here we go. First off, over to my man, Dancing Rick. And over to the new guy, David Starsky. Yeah, folks. Pretty close. I hate to do this, but I got to give it to my man, Dancing Rick.
Starsky pulls his gun out.
Not cool, not cool.
What? Do it again.
All right. Not
hey,
cool.
Hey, settle down. Settle down. I'm a cop. It's cool.
Hutch floors him.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Calm down, people. Bay City PD. We got him.
We're going to get you home.
Where am I?
You were freaking out. I had to take you down.
What?
Hutch carries him to his apartment.
Oh, there we go. Here we go.
He drops him on a waterbed.
I think I was drugged.
Sounds like you did some coke. I mean, from what I've read about the facts.
I would use coke. Make coffee tonight.
Realization dawns, and he reaches in his shirt pocket.
What is that?
Sweetener, right?
The stuff we got from Earl's? What are you doing with this?
Hey, Hutch.
Where'd you get this?
I beat that guy. What was that about?
Sure you did.
You won.
You won. You danced your heart out.
And everybody saw it.
Shh. Go to sleep.
We was robbed.
I know. We was robbed. We was robbed. Go to sleep. Shh. Go to sleep, tiny dancer. All right. Jesus Christ.
The girls are waiting downstairs.
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah, he's okay. Just needs to sleep it off.
Oh, quite a night, huh?
Say that again. Guess it's kind of winding down.
Oh, it doesn't have to be over.
What do you mean?
The brunette snogs him.
Whoa, where did that come from?
Then the blonde.
I just want you to know, I really like your partner.
Oh, I know. He's such a good guy.
This is just like whatever.
Yeah, I don't think we even have to judge it. It's too natural. Okay. Do you guys want to kiss?
Yeah.
The two girls lean across Hutch and kiss, caressing each other. Then they turn and start to kiss him. Eggs are dropped into a hot frying pan.
Somebody stirring. There he is. Ooh, I feel for you.
Ow! Oh! Easy! Please! Turn that off! Easy, killer. Just a blender.
Bender.
Oh! What time is it?
Time for Hutch's hangover cure.
What's in it?
Pepto-Bismol, Aunt Jemima mix, Tang, and a little flat tab. Oh, most important thing.
And a raw egg.
Saves lives, trust me.
Starsky drinks it.
And?
He blinks rapidly and nods.
It's good.
What'd I tell you?
Oh, sorry about last night. Thanks for taking care of the girls.
Hey, no problem. Happy to do it. What are partners for? Oh, speaking of which, I checked this stuff out, and even though it tastes like sugar, that is cocaine.
You sure?
I'm sure. Stacy's sure. Holly's sure.
How do you like your eggs?
Didn't the Huggy mention something about coke deal going down? One for the Guinness book was how he put it. Seems like a pretty big coincidence, huh?
Hey, why don't you let me drive? You don't look so good.
Well, if I'm alive, I drive.
Rhyming already, you must be seeing a lot of stuff.
Someone in a car shoots at them with a sniper's rifle, and they fire back.
Hey! Fine, you blow my freaking window! All right, enough with the car already, we get it! Stop shooting my car!
Okay, cover me.
Go!
Starsky runs at him, but the man drives off.
Why don't you run a plate for me?
Damn it!
You okay?
Oh, look at this! This is horrible! I mean, what kind of world do we live in where somebody does something like this?
Well, I think he was aiming at us.
You think this is funny? Seriously, you think this is funny?
Saber 3, we have an ID on that plate. Lee M. Chow, 1325 Western. I repeat.
Ready to dish out a little payback?
A man and young boy are sitting on the sofa in an apartment, staring blankly at the television. Outside, Starsky and Hutch creep up the stairwell and along the corridor, guns in hand. The cartoon shows Jerry whacking Tom with a frying pan. Starsky and Hutch stand outside the door, listening, then burst in. Starsky rolls across the floor and grabs the man, but the boy backflips over the kitchen counter.
What the hell was that? I think it's his kid!
Yeah, just sit tight, little boy! Oh! Well, 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 this looks familiar.
Possession of cocaine and attempted murder,
huh?
Jesus!
Oh, what was that?
That ain't a kid! It's a tiny little man! And he's got knives! God damn!
Jeez, my arm!
Oh, shit! Make him stop! Make him stop! Tell him to stop! Stop it!
The man says, throw more knives all the time. And the boy says, yes, father, I'll throw many.
Starsky! Starsky, we need to go now! Come on!
Wait a minute!
Stop!
Hutch gets the man out into the corridor.
Okay, time out. Let's just take a little break. I'm gonna get out of here. Oh, jeez! Listen, ow! Oh, mama! Ow, what is your problem? Can I set him out?
Hutch pulls the knife out of his arm.
Ow! Hutch! A little help.
I pinned you good, partner. On three. One.
Two! Ow!
Time to answer some questions, old man. Who's the limber little dwarf you got throwing knives at me and my partner?
That was no dwarf. That was my son!
Liar! Come on, you're going downtown! Let's go, Starsky! On your feet!
Starsky hops after him. Then he's standing in a sparse interview room staring at the man, who's sitting in a chair, smoking nonchalantly. Furious, Starsky picks up a chair and throws it at the wall. He chucks a load of papers out of a tray, then takes the cigarette out of the man's mouth and crushes it in his hands, wincing slightly at the pain.
Now, you want to tell me who hired you?
We have a saying in Koreatown. It goes, kiss my yellow ass, copper.
All right. You want to play games? I got a game for you, Chow.
He empties the bullets out of his gun and holds up one.
Let's play a little Russian roulette.
He puts it into the barrel.
We've got a little saying here in Bay City.
It drops down his sleeve.
You cross the line.
But it falls back in.
Your nuts are mine.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, there's really a bullet in the gun.
Yes, I know. That is the point.
No, 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 you don't understand.
Now, come on, you want to play? Let's play.
No, the bullet went back inside.
Come on, you want to play? Let's play.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Your turn. Come on, I thought you wanted to play.
Let's play. Come on, Jay, you want to play? Let's play game. What are you doing? Jesus.
Our little friend here is about to talk.
What? No, hold it. Jim, away.
What's going on here? Hutch asks. Chow says, there's a bullet in your partner's gun, but he thinks it's empty. Starsky puts the gun to his head again.
All right, enough of the talking, huh? Let's go.
What?
Right now!
Hutch pulls it away, and it fires into the ceiling.
You're crazy!
You out of your mind?
Calm down.
Calm down. He tried to kill me. He shoot everything. I have heart attack already.
It's over. It's over. Calm down. No kimchi to get your wife.
Later, Hutch and Chow are eating at the table, while Starsky stands moodily by the door.
I'm going to say.
What?
No, nothing. No, this guy's funny. It's not about you.
That's great. He can be your new partner. Chow and Hutch. Sounds cool.
Forget it. All right, Chow. What else can you tell me about the guys that hired you?
Not much. A couple of whiteys. Nice suit. Perry Ellis. They pay, I do job.
What do they look like?
I don't know. They're white. Oh, you guys look alike to me.
That's funny. All you guys look alike to us. Orientals.
So where'd you meet them?
Well, we met, how do you say? By water.
At the beach?
No. On water.
Right, a boat. You met on a boat.
No, not a boat. It's a yacht.
Starsky and Hutch look at each other. Then a bar mitzvah at Reese's house, where a band's playing.
To you. Oh, baby. Come on, yo. In a restaurant. In a topless bar. In a high school bus. In the back of your mama's car. On a trampoline. In the middle of a putting green. Anywhere you're near or far. Right here at this bar mitzvah. Ow! That's the time. L-O-V-E-T-O-Y-O-U. Oh, baby.
All right.
Rock into womanhood, Elizabeth. We know that you will. All right.
What's that supposed to mean?
We have a special delivery for the little lady. It's right over here. Let's see what's inside.
There's a large red box on stage. The singer opens it, and two white-faced mime artists are sitting inside, pretending to be asleep. It's Starsky and Hutch. They stand up and stretch, then pull themselves across the stage on a pretend rope. Elizabeth rolls her eyes.
These pantomimes suck.
Don't look at me, I didn't hire
them. Who did?
I don't know.
They run into a pretend wall.
These pantomimes aren't very good.
This must be Reese's big surprise.
Look at me, guys. I'm a mime, too. You know what I mean? Everyone's miming something.
They pretend to ride horses. Then a maid talks into Reese's ear, and he follows her out.
Reese just left.
Yeah, I know.
Stay here. I'm going to follow him.
No, you stay and I'll follow him.
No, you stay. You got to keep knocking by. You're doing great. Oh, they love you.
Starsky rides his horse off stage, and Hutch turns to face the audience, hands on hips, while they watch him expectantly.
I might do the glass wall one more time.
In the house.
I think it's terrific. I don't know. Tell the guy you like him. Ask him to sit next to you at the cafeteria. How do I know how that works? What am I, your counselor? Yeah, I'd like to get to the information that I need, okay?
Starsky listens.
It's done. My buddy delivered the package. Okay? It's in your garage. It's locked up nice and tight in case anybody gets nosy.
Is he positive that no one saw him?
Not a soul. Now. About my fee.
You'll be paid as soon as I've checked it out, all right? Now, if you excuse me, I gotta get back to my daughter's bar mitzvah.
Reese, wait.
What?
Mazel tov, man.
Thanks.
They grow up so fast.
Go play dragon. I gotta go.
All right. Big kisses.
Thank you so much, everybody, for coming out tonight to celebrate my little girl's bat mitzvah. I guess I should say young woman.
take me a while to get used to that.
This guy's good. It's pretty sweet.
It's in his garage.
What?
The cocaine. It's in his garage.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we take him down now. Come on.
Let's go. Adore you. All right, cut the music.
Whoa.
Cut the music.
Hey, guys. I think I speak for everyone. I say we're a little mind out.
Yeah, well, don't worry. Show's over, Feldman.
Putting you under arrest for possession with intent to sell. This man's a drug dealer.
Okay, I think what we have.
Maybe you didn't hear us.
Take it easy, everybody. You'll be okay.
You're making the biggest mistake of your life, clown.
No. You hear me?
You're the one making the mistake, pusher man.
Kevin, call my attorney, please.
Get this.
Open it. My hands are tied.
Fine. Allow me.
And let this be a lesson to everyone, especially you kids. Don't be fooled by the first-class suit in the big house. Reese Feldman's nothing more than a two-bit drug dealer. You want some proof? Here's some proof.
He shoots holes into the garage door.
This is a bad man. And this is what bad men do.
A pony!
Happy bat mitzvah, baby. I love you.
The pony collapses on the floor.
It's all right, baby. It's okay. Come here. Come here. We'll get you a new pony.
Hey there, little fella. You okay?
At the Bay City Police Building.
Mr. Feldman, on behalf of the entire Bay City Police Department, I sincerely apologize.
That's okay, Captain. My attorney here would love to take them down, but I know that in the bottom of their hearts, these two detectives were just trying to protect me and my family. I got you. Thank you.
I respect your attitude, but you can be sure it will never happen again, because as of right now, both of you are suspended indefinitely.
Look, Cap, this was my fault. No. Don't drag Hutch into this, all right? I shot the pony.
Since when do you care what happens to Hutch? You filed for a transfer 2 weeks ago, citing his behavior as a reason.
Captain.
Oh, yeah. Check this out. Sounds like you're quite the crime fighter, Hutchinson.
You filed for a transfer?
Guns and badges, right here on my desk. Your mother would be very disappointed in you.
They hand their things over. Then Starsky is walking through the office with an empty box and goes up to the desk where Hutch is reading the transfer request file.
Man, I really had with that Dobie. I mean, it's enough already, you know?
Cavorting with nefarious characters. Conduct unbecoming of an officer.
Look, I wrote that thing 2 weeks ago, okay? Things are really cool with us now.
Wait, did you go through my locker?
No!
You went through my locker.
I mean, I might have looked inside of it when it was already open,
but... You've got a problem with someone, you tell it to their face. You come to them as a man. You don't go behind their back and write a thesis and try to get transferred to another precinct.
He throws the file at Starsky, then walks off with his box.
Backstabber! Yeah, don't anybody work with David Starsky. They'll stab you in the back.
By the pool...
You've got to let this go, okay? We got so lucky. These guys screwed up. They can't even touch us now. It is over.
I don't care. No one dresses up like a mime and embarrasses me at my daughter's bat mitzvah. In my own house, no less.
Let's have some perspective here, okay? We're almost finished. We're a few days away from closing a $35 million deal. Why don't you let it slide?
Yeah, I'll let it slide. When they're dead. Why did I get so lucky?
I don't know. I just love when you talk so tough.
Of course you do, baby. That's why you're my girlfriend on the side.
Hutch walks out of the police building and spits on the boot of Starsky's car as he passes it, then gets into his own truck come camper van. White lace and promises. Starsky takes a bunch of flowers to his mother's grave and puts a donut on top of the tombstone, which reads, Evelyn Starsky, loving mum, dedicated officer. Nighttime, and Hutch is walking down the street drinking from a bottle. He passes a line of neon-lit sex bars, then goes into one. We start out walking and learn to run. Starsky's on the beach in his exercise gear, kicking sand in despair and remembering happier times when he and Hutch ran along the shore together, wearing Starsky and Hutch t-shirts and laughing. Watching the signs along the way. He's kneeling on the sand, looking around hopelessly, then gets to his feet and walks away. Hutch is drinking in Huggy's bar. Huggy walks over to them.
Excuse me, Smokey. Let me have a minute with my friend.
Oh, he didn't care if he got ruined. That was the whole point of the episode.
Look here, Hutch. You're gonna have to lay up off of this juice. You didn't have too much to drink.
Come on. I feel like a million bucks. Just laughing, having a good time.
Look, man, it ain't even funny no more. It used to be a time around here when you peed against the wall, you did it outside.
Lighten up. It's Friday night. Okay, it's a bar.
Hutch, it's Wednesday afternoon, man. Snap out of it.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock, man.
Shit, I'm supposed to pick up Willis at 3. Huggy, I'm sorry, we...
In the street...
Hutch! Hey, Hutch! You home? You're supposed to pick me up at 3 o'clock today. What happened? Deadbeat!
Willis throws his football at the front door, which pushes it against the little wired-up connector on the frame. It sparks. Then the whole house explodes, and Willis is blown up into the air. Then he's in the hospital, and Huggy's reading to him from a book, while Hutch stands by the window.
If you could have yourself one wish, what would it be for? Mama put the salt back on the straight line with the pepper, and got the look on her face like when she be telling me that old wise stuff. She told nobody that he should wish for.
Good friends. Free to be you and me. That's what Mama tells nobody to wish for, right?
Well, well, well.
How you doing, Willis?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah? Got you something.
Damn! A wrist rocket.
Watch out with that thing. Very powerful.
Cool. Thanks, Starsky.
Now, I'm pretty sure those are illegal, Willis, when even though you're my friend, I might have to report you to Dobie. All right. Okay, look, Hutch, can we... Sorry if I talk to you outside for a second?
No, I better stay here with the kid.
All right. Hey, feel better, right?
Yeah.
You believe that guy? What a...
Hutch, the man was trying to apologize.
Dig this, man. Someone once said, to err is human. To forgive, divine.
What idiot said that?
I believe that was God, the greatest Mac of all.
In the corridor.
David! David!
Yeah.
Okay, so what'd you want to say?
Nothing, nothing. Apparently, you know, you're too busy and I'm not worth it, so it's fine. No,
come
really,
on.
It's good.
Come on,
huh?
Let's hear it.
There's nothing, you know, I just was gonna say that I think you're a good cop.
Okay, well, thank you.
And I am sorry about what I wrote in the report.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, that I felt like I'd just gotten, like, my world rocked. It's like, are you crying?
What's that?
Are you crying?
Am I crying? No, I'm not crying. You're crying.
It's okay to cry. People cry.
It's great, but I'm not crying. I'm not a crier. I don't cry. I you know, I work out. I have hobbies. I don't...
Come here.
What?
Come here. Come here. I forgive you, all right?
Hey.
I forgive you. Okay. Okay, that's probably enough. That's enough. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, because we got some people that want us dead. Okay, they took a shot at you. They tried to blow up my house. Almost killed little Willis. We got to do... Now what?
Nothing. I'm just excited. I want to get these. Let's get these scumbags.
Get them. Come on.
Let's get them.
Go.
Yes.
Good.
Tissue.
What are you doing?
Let's go.
Reese pulls out of his driveway and sets off down the road. Starsky and Hutch are parked a little way further back and start to follow him. He sees them in his mirror and shakes his head. They photograph him meeting with a man in a back street, then throwing a drink at somebody by the pool. They're speeding around at night with their red light flashing, then chasing a man down an alleyway. They catch him at the fence and knock him to the ground, where Starsky sits on him, which makes Hutch laugh. Reese is swimming underwater, and they photograph him there. Then they get a picture of him with a man on the tennis courts. Starsky's carrying hot dogs at the seafront.
tell you that.
Look, I'm telling you, it's right here. Reese is meeting with the biggest drug dealers in Bay City and back alleys all over the place. Mm,
but talking isn't illegal.
Yeah. The guy's not stupid. He knows how to stay clean.
Dirty ones always do.
We gotta do something. We gotta find a way to get close to him, get inside, and hear what's going on.
It's gonna be tough. The guy knows what we look like.
He doesn't know what Huggy Bear looks like.
They wire him up.
Man, this is a bunch of crap. I am an urban informant. I am not a snitch.
Come on, Huggy. What's the difference?
A snitch wears a wire. A snitch is the scum of the information industry. Oh. A snitch has no soul. Ah! Damn, man, that shit hurt.
I'm sorry.
You got to be more careful.
I know.
Look, Huggy, we wouldn't ask you to do this unless it was really important. I'm gonna owe you one.
No, you gonna owe me more than one, man.
Well, let's slow down with the scorekeeping, because I might have to start remembering some of the stuff I've overlooked over the years and then mention it to my partner here. How'd that be?
All right, man. Get this over with. Hurry up.
All right. Good. We're done.
All right, let's get that outfit.
Outfit?
Ta-da!
Oh, no, man. You know Huggy Bear wouldn't wear that, man. Y'all gonna have to come with something better than that. Y'all got to take that shit back to Florida. That ain't me, baby.
Huggy's carrying golf bags over the course.
Mr. Casual, so nice of you to join us.
Sorry about that, sir.
What would you say this is?
Golf?
Real funny, Amos. Give me the 9-iron.
He goes through the different clubs. Then Reese impatiently looks for himself.
Where the hell's my 9-iron at?
Well, I was going to bring the other back.
Let me explain something to you, all right? You are in charge of this area right here. The clubs come out, but they got to go back in. Now, I realize this is a very complex procedure, but it's up to you to manage the whole business. You got that, Nipsey?
Yes, sir.
I should make you run your ass back to the driving range and get it. Just give me the wedge.
Starsky and Hutch are listening on the headphones.
3-wood? A man gave me a 3-wood.
Do you even know what a pitching wedge is? Are you even a real caddy?
Come on.
Look, man. This grass is Alabama creeping bend.
As opposed to Georgia creeping bend.
It's lighter.
Lighter meaning faster?
Exactly.
Hold this.
Reese uses the club Huggy gave him.
Look at that, good shot.
It lands right next to the hole.
You know a lot about golf.
I know even more about grass.
I don't question that.
That was a great shot. Don't even start.
Yeah, fine, whatever. Back to business. The stuff
is all ready to be moved, okay? All 2 tons of it, we're golden. We just need to be at the banquet by 2 p.m., right? Is there anything else?
No, just stay calm and... What, are we dating? Why are you standing so close to me? Back off.
It's cool, baby.
What is your deal?
At the listening post.
Nearly their banquet. Remember, he gave me the invite? It's tomorrow.
How's he gonna move 2 tons of coke at a banquet?
I don't know, but we gotta be there.
No, he can't. He'll kill us if he sees us.
Hutch smiles.
You wanna use my wig guy.
A stream of gleaming, expensive cars drive up to the Bay Pines Country Club. The guests go into a large, ornate hall where a woman's singing on stage and a banner above her reads, Nearly There Annual Benefit. Don't mess around, you just gotta be strong, just stop. There are round dinner tables set out on the floor and Reese is at one of them with his wife on one side and Kevin on the other. Captain Dobie's there in uniform, and Kitty's running the cloakroom.
Hello, sir. May I check your briefcase?
Hi. Thanks a lot.
He opens it discreetly and shows her it's filled with bundles of cash.
Thank you very much. Now, what you want to do is take this ticket stub. It's for the raffle. And see that car up on stage? There's 7 of them all up for grabs with plenty of trunk space.
She gives him a wink.
Oh, trunk space.
I get it.
Very good. Thank you very much.
She takes his briefcase and adds it to a line of others under the coat rack. Hutch is putting on a false moustache in the toilet.
That's what I'm talking about. Right here.
There we go.
Wonderful.
What do you think?
Oh, I love it. Great stuff. Yeah, you look like, just like a rich cowboy who came riding in off the farm. Hey, do me a favor. Tip your hat forward. Just tilt it forward. Come on.
I like it where it is.
No, seriously. Come on. Do it. Do it.
Will you stop with that? That voice makes you sound crazy.
It's not making me sound crazy. It makes me sound like Maury Finkel, founder of Finkel Fixtures, biggest lighting fixture chain in the Southland.
Oh, it's a little voice and a character. You got a whole backstory. That's good.
Yeah, little touches. You know, little touches, little details. You want to make the character full, real. What are you going to do? What's your character?
Oh, I don't really have, like, a character. I don't really do voices. Hutch, what are you talking about? We're going upstairs. Half those people will recognize us if we don't have a character. I mean, come on. Think of something. This is it.
Okay.
Buck up. Let's do it.
At the party...
How are you? How's it going? All right. How you doing? All right. Oh, look at these two hot chickens. Finkel wants some dinkles. Give it to him. Huh? Come on, do it. Lay it on right here. Do it. Do it.
He means a kiss. We're doing little voices undercover.
Come on, sweetie. Do it. Oh, that's a sweet little pucker. I love it.
Hi, can I get you two a drink?
You sure can, sweetheart. Johnny Red Neat, okay? Do it. Mm-hmm. Do it.
All right. And you?
Do it. Bacardi and Cola, do it, do it.
Okay, I'll be right back.
What are you doing?
What?
What was that? You just stole my voice.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You gotta come up with your own voice, okay?
That's my thing. What am I supposed to do? I don't have a great, cool little voice like you do.
You come up with your own character. That's when you're a Texas oil tycoon guy. You have like a mustache, hey, do like I'm a sorry, funny southern...
Don't shame me.
All right, let's sit down. Come on, let's sit down.
So we can... get down to business, and then get back to the business of getting down.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Let's get down!
Captain Dolby, you're not right. But today is right. Can I see a show of hands? I'm talking to everyone in this room. How many of us have made a mistake?
Guilty.
Yeah. You know, I believe it was our buddy Bill Shakespeare who said, "To err is human. But to forgive, well, that's right on. And that's exactly why we're here today. Because everyone out there deserves a second chance. Everyone. Thank you. I didn't say it. Bill Shakespeare did.
I recognize some of these guys from our surveillance.
I know.
Check out the guy behind us from the alley.
Already did.
You think he's got the stuff here?
Where?
I'd like to thank the folks over at Bay City Volkswagen for donating 7 brand new cars to our annual fundraising raffle. Thank you, Bay City Volkswagen. Okay, everybody, go ahead, pull out your ticket stubs. I hope you held on to them. Hate to have your number called and have it be left behind. Because this train's leaving the station.
All of the dealers are holding a raffle ticket and waiting anxiously.
Tonight's first winner, 63.
Hot damn! That baby's mine!
That's one of his guys.
Thank you very much.
If you could just wait here, thank you.
We got a winner, guys. Got a new car owner. Let him hear it.
The car. Cocaine is in the car. He's doing it right in front of everybody.
Come on, he's not that stupid.
No, but he's that arrogant. Trust me.
Number 117.
Go!
Right on! Yeah! Thank you very much.
Sit now. Do it.
My mother
do it.
Oh, Jake McGinty did it. Yes. Unbelievable.
This is incredible.
I'm a Richard, and I'm going to kiss you.
Put your hands on, bro. I said, wow.
My friend won. I can't believe it. Give him the car. Come on, do it.
Do
seriously,
what?
Give him the car. The kid's from Texas. I don't even know if he has a license. He rides a horse down there, for God's sake.
Excuse me. Do you have a ticket? I need a ticket to give you the
come
car.
Come on, Hosh. You got to trust the kid for once.
I can't, cowboy. I need to see the ticket in order to make sure it matches.
Do me a favor. Pop the trunk. Let's get a whiff of that new car smell. Come on.
I want a whiff of that new car smell.
Yeah. Let's smell it.
That's what I'm talking about. Come on. Pop the trunk. Seriously. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Listen, jackass. Either give me a ticket. Or get the hell off the stage. You take that? Whoa. Guys.
Pop the trunk, Candyman.
You heard him. Pop it.
What the hell are you two doing?
Pop it.
Screwed it up once already, Starsky.
Like you said, Feldman, everyone deserves a second chance.
The boot pops open.
Whoa, what have we here? Does this look familiar? Some cocaine. Captain Doby, I suggest you take this to the lab, get it analyzed this time.
What? All right, freeze! All right, everybody freeze, put your hands where I can see them.
No.
Do it now.
Relax, pal. Relax.
Let's do it.
Put that gun down. We'll kill your friend right here. Put it down.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Do it now. Put it down.
Hutch, I got a clean shot, but I need your permission. No. No. No, no. Starsky. Hutch, I'm telling you, I can do this. Just move your head to the left.
No can do. You don't have my permission, partner. I can't give it to you.
Your nuts are mine, Feldman.
No, they're not. Your nuts are yours. Your nuts are yours. Starsky, listen to me. I don't want to die, and I'm not giving you my permission. Please, put it down. I'll put it down. Down.
Okay. All right. You're right. It's too close.
Oh, thank God.
Starsky suddenly shoots behind his back and hits Doby.
Stay down!
Reese runs out of the room.
Doby?
Kitty's loading the cases.
Move it!
What?
Let's go! Let's go! Walk away! Walk away! Let's go!
Hey, Captain, you okay?
Yeah, I just got my wing clipped. Jesus Christ, who the hell shot me?
I'm sorry, sir. I was trying
Sergeant.
It was Reese Feldman. Reese Feldman hit you, that son of a bitch.
Well, go get him!
Somebody coming?
I want vacation.
Oh. What's going on?
Hello.
Oh, my God! Baby, look out!
I'm out of here!
You okay?
Yeah.
Reese and Kitty speed off down the road while Starsky and Hutch get in their car and plow straight through a bush to meet them head on. They both veer off onto the golf course.
Jesus, walk up to the bunker!
I don't know where the bunker is!
It's a sand trap!
They race over the course.
Bunker!
I'm going back! I got a floor!
Reese hits a golf buggy.
Dogleg right up here on the par three.
What?
Watch the bunker! The bunker!
Ah! They fly over it.
Come on! Pay attention!
They get back on the road, but an ice cream van blocks their way. Reese pulls up by the marina.
Move that ice cream truck now!
No! You move!
Bay City PD, move it!
Let's go! Grab those and meet them. Let's go! Move! Move!
You guys are cops. Let's see some badge.
We don't have any badge.
Show them your gun.
Come on, move!
Reese and Kitty grab the cases of money and run onto their yacht, while Starsky and Hutch drive up to the marina. Reese starts the engines.
Come on, hurry up and go!
Double back to the shipping yard.
You got a boat?
Nope, but I got an idea.
Starsky and Hutch get back in their car and reverse down the road, smoke pouring from the tires. Starsky spins it round and they speed off, overtaking cars and careering through the gates of the boatyard. They pull up as Reese and Kitty sail through the harbour.
Okay, now what? Okay, we're going to take this car and land it on that boat. You want to crash the car into his boat? No. I want to land it on that boat. Now go.
Go!
I can't do it.
This is unbelievable. Here you get me out here to risk my life, and now you're telling me you can't do this? I'm a quitter, but... You're crying again.
I'm not crying. This is different. It's my mother. She always used to say that I... This was too much car for me to handle.
She said that?
Couldn't handle the V8. I don't know, maybe she was right.
Hey, look at me. Look at me.
I am not your mother. I'm your partner.
Now go! Go!
He floors it along the quayside, overtaking Reese.
Listen, things can go pretty wrong in a second, so
you want to keep your eyes on the road.
Just listen to me, Ken. We don't make it. This, you know, us, it's been good.
It's been great.
Now will you stop parking and hit that boat?
It's not a boat. It's a yacht.
They fly off a ramp at the end of the quay and arc through the air towards the yacht. Overshoot it and hit the water.
Oh my God! We almost just got killed!
Thank you for pointing out something that I couldn't notice on my own. You're a real benefit to have.
We should save them!
Starsky and Hutch surface as the yacht motors away.
Son of a bitch! Nice plan! What do you expect? You gave it too much gas and you overshot it!
Car has a lot of horsepower! I'm gonna go get it!
What are you doing? Stop it!
He dives back under.
Starsky, stop! Stop! Damn it! Listen to me! It's gone, okay? It's over.
But it's my car!
I know it is, partner. I know it is.
On Reese's yacht...
I mean, this is just the beginning. We could go so far, honey. I mean, I feel so exhilarated.
Come on!
What was that?
Bitch.
What is it, Reese?
Reese goes down the steps to the next deck and looks around.
Who are you?
I found your 99, bitch.
Huggy whacks him round the head.
That's for putting hands on Huggy Bear. Nobody touches the bed, you dig?
Huggy takes his sunglasses.
Yeah. Now these will work. What have we here?
He opens a case.
Ooh. That's what I'm talking about.
A framed newspaper report reads, largest drug bust in Bay City history. There's a party at the police station, and everyone's there.
We don't really do private shows.
But I'm a good friend of Huggy Bear.
Well, it's kind of against cheerleading policy.
You need to change that policy. You know what I can't figure out? How in the hell did you know to get on that boat?
Well, you know when your two boys put me on that undercover golf course mission? That cat, Reese, all he did was talk about that damn yacht. And you know, like I say, why go to the starting line when you can go straight to the finish?
Straight to the finish?
Yes, sir.
I like that, man. I like that. Are you interested in doing any undercover work?
Not the least.
Captain, let me borrow him for just a second.
All right.
You know, the weird thing is, one of those briefcases with $5 million just up and vanished.
Hmm.
Oh, what is this, a brand new fur coat? Look at this thing.
Oh, yeah, I inherited some money from a dead uncle of mine.
Is that right? I didn't even know you had an uncle.
Well, I did. And he was rich as hell, too, baby. Chin up, little man.
I think he's still upset about the car. Come on, let's get up. You're going outside.
No, no thanks.
Come on, we're taking you out. We're gonna get you some coffee, get you cleaned up.
I don't feel like it.
The three of them go out into the street.
Look, Starsky, I know these two white dudes that got a car that you might be interested in.
I don't want another car, Hug.
Oh, come on, at least take a look.
It's the same one.
My car! Where did you...
The original... Older Starsky and Hutch, wearing identical clothes as the younger ones, get out and walk over to them.
Hutch, who the hell are these guys?
I don't know, but I get a good vibe from them.
So you're selling the car?
Well, actually, your friend here has already paid for it.
I owe you one, Huggy. Huh. All right.
Come on, give me the keys.
Young Starsky holds his hand out. And the older one reluctantly gives them to him.
Thank you.
Now, with this transmission,
you really don't want to jump the clutch.
Yeah, I know.
I usually pop
second to fourth. Yeah, I got it.
Come in, Zebra 3. We have a 420 on 50 Tucker.
They both reach in for the radio, but young Starsky gets it.
This is Zebra 3. We're on it. Hutch, let's roll.
I think he means you.
Good luck. Allow me.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey! Got that!
He spins the wheels again.
How's it feel?
Feels pretty good. I'm just gonna take it slow for a while, get the feel of it.
No, that's smart. Do that.
Starsky smiles as the speedometer goes up.
Starsky,
hang on.
No!
the car launches into the air over a hill.